Welcome to Less Than 12 Parsecs, the fastest Star Wars podcast in the galaxy. Now here's your host, Tim McMahon.
Hey, it's Tim. Welcome to this episode of Less Than 12 Parsecs. Hey, for all you audio listeners, just want to let you know that there is also a video edition of today's episode, a longer, expanded video edition. So you can check that out on our YouTube account or over on 12parsecspodcast.com. Links in the show notes. Why is it a video edition? Well, just like all other video editions of the show I've done, it's when I have something I want to show you guys. I have received another package in the mail, and I want to open it up live on the show, and I want you guys to learn what's in the package the same time I do. I want you to see it. It's like Christmas morning here for me today. This package comes from a longtime listener, a good friend, Mr. Ryan Dassing. He has said to me many times, "Hey Tim, since you don't do a Patreon, I'm going to send you a package as my appreciation for the show." Thank you so much, Ryan. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. There are not enough words in my head to get it out of my mouth to put into your ears. He sent me a package in celebration of the 200th episode. Now, in the past, he has sent me some great classic Kenner Star Wars action figures. I am slowly building a collection of those. I have more than a dozen. I got a long way to go to get all 90 plus. Didn't have them as a child, didn't have many of them anyway, so I'm trying to do that now. Speaking of which, if you have classic Kenner Star Wars action figures you want to send me, hey, please do. I will pay fair market value price, but I'll also accept freebies. I'm looking for loose. I'm looking for clean, near mintish. I'm looking for accessories if you got them, if you can. Just something that's going to look good on the shelf. That's all I want to do. Just want to have that nice, pretty Star Wars shelf with all the classic Kenner Star Wars action figures. So anyway, let's open up today's package from Mr. Ryan Dassing and find out if he sent me a new classic Kenner Star Wars action figure. Again, I don't know. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. All right, here's the package all the way from Maryland to Maine. Now, people watching the video edition can tell that I have opened the package, but I haven't looked inside yet. This is all new to me. Putting my hand in. Oh, first thing is bubble wrap! Oh, yeah, bubble wrap, baby! Love me the bubble wrap. I'm just going to zone out now, get into a zen state, and pop some bubbles. And this is better than meditation or any drug you could take. All right, enough of the bubble wrap. Let's see what else is in here. I put my hand in the package, and I feel a card, as in a carded action figure, as in, oh my god, there's no way he sent me a classic Kenner section action figure on a card. Let's find out. No, he did not. I would not expect such a thing. But he did send me a classic Hasbro action figure, an Episode 1 action figure. It is Rick Olier. Rick Olier. This is so cool because, as you guys all know, one of my favorite Twitter accounts these days is Rick_Olier_quote. This is awesome. I don't know enough about modern action figures to know if this is a 1999 original or just something that's been reproduced since. I need to find out. But nonetheless, I'm going to keep it boarded up on the board, on the card, unopened. Part of me, my initial thought is, you know what? I should forward this on. I should pay it forward and send it to Rick_Olier_quote. But I'm going to be selfish and keep it for myself. This is awesome. This is going to look great hanging up. Thank you so much, Ryan. Now, he said there's some small stuffs in there, too. He did warn me about that. All right, speaking of small stuff. Oh, a cool little pin with a Stormtrooper helmet. As the video viewers can see, I have a bunch of Stormtrooper helmets and action figures on my shelves already. I'm going to add this to that collection. Just coincidentally, about 2-3 weeks ago, someone gave me a Darth Vader pin. I have it hanging on my bulletin board. I'm going to stick this right next to it in a place of honor. All right, I felt something else in here. Stickers! Yes! Right over here, I have a door full of stickers. Ryan has sent me some stickers for that before, and I will add these with honor to those other stickers. I know Ryan's a big fan of the Steel Wars podcast. It's a great show. Your Snoke theory sucked. Past tense. That's awesome. Porg and Porg and Porg and Porg. Awesome and awesome and awesome and awesome. And then finally, the old line Garrison Cog. Just coincidentally, I'm wearing my Cog t-shirt today. How about that? This is the classic Imperial Cog, but with the old line Garrison colors in the center. That is great. All right, one last thing. Oh my god, it is like a treasure trove, a cornucopia of Star Wars awesomeness. It is a Funko Pop pen. Yep, it's a pen. With Chewbacca! That is so appropriate with Solo just 30 some odd days away. Ryan, I promise you, I will save this pen, and I will use it to sign my contract with Lucasfilm when they hire me to write, direct, star in Episode 12. So, thank you for that. All right. Ryan, thank you so much for this package. That was great. Thank you guys for listening as I opened it up. I feel like a jerk for prefacing this saying it's probably a Star Wars classic Kenner action figure. It wasn't, but that's okay. Ricolier is just as awesome. Hey guys, if you have anything you want to send me, be it a classic Kenner Star Wars action figure or anything else, I'm not going to say no to your packages. I promise to open them up live on the show. Just send me an email, 12parsecspodcast@gmail.com, or connect with me on any of my social media accounts. All the links can be found on my website, 12parsecspodcast.com. Thanks for listening. Ootini!
You've been listening to Less Than 12 Parsecs, the fastest Star Wars podcast in the galaxy. For links and show notes, visit our website, 12parsecpodcast.com. Follow Less Than 12 Parsecs on Twitter at 12parpod, on Instagram at 12parsecspodcast, on Tumblr at 12parsecspodcast, and find us on Facebook as well. And please let us know what you think. Email us at 12parsecspodcast@gmail.com.